Terry Mazzoni, who joins us this morning. Now, Terry's not here to talk about Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, though, Terry, if any moment you want to, go right ahead. But you're here because you're president of the, Wellington Kiwanis, is that correct?
Because I am employed at Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, I am president of the Wellington Kiwanis because we believe in contributing to our local community. So that's one way that we're able to give back. Yes, this is my year to serve as president of Wellington Kiwanis. Been in existence since 1924.
How long have you been involved?
I think I've been involved since 2011. So I've been serving as secretary, and I took over as president this year.
So as president, beyond presenting, organizing maybe the state of the city, state of the schools, what do you do during the year?
That's a great question. We just came off our big pancake day. We raised over probably about $3,000 to $3,500, and that money will help go to scholarships. Each year we probably fund five or six $1,000 scholarship for Wellington School seniors. We started a new program in partnership with the Wellington Schools Endowment Fund, which has a program for College Advantage, the savings program through the state. And they have a neat, and we were not using money. They have a matching program for their endowment program, and money just wasn't getting used by the community, where if a parent contributes $1,000 or whatever amount in their child's name to their own College Advantage program, the endowment would kick in 25%, not once but twice a year, and it was limited to $250. So if you kicked in $1,000 for your child's college tuition, the endowment would kick in $250 to go into your child's account, and they would do that twice a year, and the money wasn't getting used. So we started a kindergarten scholarship last year, and we got like 20 parents to sign their children up, and we gave them a $50 seed money to get them started, and then the endowment kicked in their 25%, so we gave them their first $62.50 to get them started in the program. So that's a new program that we've done. We also sell tickets at the Lorain County Fair each year, and we raise money again for our various programs. We also have three or four service leadership programs in the elementary, middle school, and high school. We got about 200 kids enrolled in this program, and they're out. The K Kids, the Key Club, and the Builders Club are out doing civic duties, civic projects within their schools and within the community. So we're quiet, we're a small group, and we lead.
Well, let's talk about this, the State of Wellington breakfast. You've brought together the mayor, the village manager, and the superintendent.
Yes. In fact, I was reading the paper today. Several of the communities did a State of the City up at, where did we do the baseball place, the baseball thing at? Uncle Tom.
Oh, Tom's Country Place.
Tom's Country Place, yes, sorry. They did that yesterday, and they give a state of the city. Well, we haven't been doing a state of the village down here, and I brought the idea to Mayor Schneider and the superintendent, and they both loved the idea. So next Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at the Wellington Eagles on South Main Street, we're going to do a state of the village and state of the schools. We're going to talk about successes that they've achieved in the past year, and we're going to talk about challenges they are facing. So we're sort of excited about it. It's the first attempt at trying something like this. Breakfast is going to cost $10, and so it should be. We just think it'll be an informative session. It'll start at 8. We'll be done by 9:30.
Terry, who do you think ought to attend?
Anybody in the community that's able to attend. We'd love to see the business community come out to hear what they're paying tax dollars into the schools. They're paying tax dollars into the village, and this is just a great way to find out what's going on in the village.
What do you think some of the challenges are that Wellington is facing at this point?
Well, right now we have infrastructure issues. They're trying to rebuild the streets. We got some streets that are in dire need of repair, we've got some sewer and water issues that need. Our sewer and water plants are strong, but we've got to get the infrastructure to get the water to and from the sewer plant and the water plant. So some of that needs to be continues to be an issue. We just raise rates on water, which also raises rates on sewers. So those are some of the key issues that are facing the village. Plus, when we took the middle school down on South Main Street last 2 years ago, with our new middle school being built on the high school complex site, that property was deeded over to the village from the schools, and now we're looking to build a park there. And so we've been working on that. So that's one of the big issues that the mayor's working on. Plus, this is the bicentennial year for the Village of Wellington, too.
Again, it's State of Wellington, the breakfast coming up on Thursday, March 22nd. How do people go about getting the tickets or getting their seat at the table, as it were?
Well, we have tickets available at the town hall, at the finance director's office, the mayor's office. That's up on the third floor. Kyle Bremke and Bremke Insurance at 104 South Main Street, Fifth Third Bank on East Herrick Avenue, and Lorain County Community College, the Wellington Center. Don't go to Elyria to buy them. They don't have the tickets there. We have the Wellington Center off of North Main Street that's got the tickets available there. And any Kiwanian would have tickets, too, tickets.
So it's a good chance to meet those folks as well as the business community. People come out if you have a concern or just want to kind of know what's happening in your community. Again, that's coming up on Thursday, March 22nd at 8 in the morning. Well, appreciate your time, Terry. Thanks for sharing with us and giving us an insight into what you do with the Kiwanians as well.
Appreciate everything WOL does. 9:30 on your AM dial.
7 minutes before.
He's pretty good at that, isn't he?
Yes, he is. That's pretty good.
I think he's inching for a job here.